guys, and welcome back to the Noir Girl Experience. I'm Zaria.
And I'm Aziza.
And today we're going to be talking about love. It's very close to Valentine's Day, so we wanted to talk about love. Why not?
Popular topic.
But we're going to be talking about it from the scope of attachment styles. So basically, what attachment styles are, they are our tendencies and patterns of how we connect to people in our lives. So research has found that we typically have an attachment style and we connect with people in the same pattern over and over again. So basically, like, if you find yourself in the same kind of relationships over and over again, it's because you might have one specific attachment style. Mm-hmm. And you might attract certain people of a particular attachment style. Mm-hmm. So the four different attachment styles are, the first one is secure attached, which is people tend to be less anxious and more satisfied in their relationships. The second one is anxious attached, which is they tend to be more worried about their relationships and they have like this emotional hunger. They have like this fantasy like idea of love that they want. The third one is avoidant attached, which these people tend to be emotionally distant from their partners. They're very independent and they feel that attachment is weak. The fourth one is fearful attached. And these people tend to swing from one spectrum to another. So on one moment, they could be very like clingy and in desperate need. And then in the next moment, they could be pushing you away. So those are the four different attachment styles. We actually found ours out via a quiz on scienceofpeople.com, but there's a bunch of them. When I googled it, there's a bunch of different quizzes that you can take to find out your attachment style. It was probably like 50 questions, not long at all. So if you want to,
50, I think it was like 25.
Really?
It felt short to me.
I think it was 50 questions.
Oh shit.
Like 50 questions. But the questions are not like long, crazy questions. It's very like,
it was quick,
to the point.
So I feel like everyone listening, you should go
definitely take it.
It'll be in the description box.
Yes. Like we'll put it in the description. Mm-hmm. So, I guess we could kind of just get into like ours. Like what is our attachment styles?
Yeah. I got anxious.
Aziza got anxious attached.
I mean,
which is what? Can you describe it? Like how it applies to you?
So it says that people who, when you have the anxious personality, you're anxiously attach, and you worry more about your relationships, and you are desperate for a fantasy type of love, like you said, and that is definitely accurate. Like I'm always, when I'm imagining my love story or who I'm going to be with, I always picture like someone, you know, like, oh, I fell in love and this is my Prince Charming and we live happily ever after. Mm-hmm. You know, you try to, I personally don't like to think about like all the other things that could happen in a relationship, cheating, the man just leaving. Like, I don't want to think about that. Like, I just want to think about the good things, which sometimes doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be good all the time. We all know relationships are difficult.
But, yeah, definitely. They're not easy.
So it gets to the point where I'm wanting that fantasy bond, whether or not I think that it's possible.
Yeah.
Whether or not I think that this person can give me that. So it says that sometimes with that type of energy, you might actually push away certain guys that are not, you know, they may think that I'm too much in a relationship. But it's more so just me being afraid of like losing someone that I really care about, mm-hmm. or losing my partner. And it says here that when I'm afraid of losing a partner, I can become possessive, paranoid, or just require like a lot of attention. And I think that that definitely rings true for me. Sometimes I equate attention to, okay, like you're in this. So if a guy's not giving me any attention, I'm like, he's not really in this. I'm like, all right, this is done. Mm-hmm. Like this is not a relationship. I feel like a relationship would mean that you're giving me attention. And they say that all of this is like based on your childhood and how you were raised, your relationship with your parents too. So I can definitely see the correlations here. Although when I got the results, I'm like, no, like I didn't want to be that person. It's like when looking back, I'm like, yeah, this does make sense. This, I can't lie. Like it makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, for me, I got secure attached.
That's the one I wanted.
It's damn like, it. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's saying like people who are securely attached tend to be less anxious and more satisfied with relationships, and that we have an easier time forming connections with people. And I feel like for me, I think it's more so because I don't really, like, I just value being by myself so much. Like, I don't, not that I, okay, I guess value is a good word, but I feel like I don't mind being by myself for like mm-hmm. a long period of time. So like when somebody comes about, it's just like, okay, I hope this does work out. But if it doesn't, like, yeah, I might be sad about it, but I'm not gonna like beg you or force you to stay with me. Like, fuck no. But yeah, I don't know. I was kind of surprised too, because I do feel like at times, like, there have been like certain relationships in my life with guys, and I felt like I was like holding on, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like once or twice I've had those situations where I'm like, oh fuck, like I don't want to like end this or whatever, but it happens. But I feel like overall that's not really who I am, like in like a dating environment. Like I don't hold on to relationships. Like if it's not serving me, like I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Like get the fuck out.
I definitely think that I go through a trial period where if I'm talking to someone and it's, you know, I know when I like someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once I cross that level, then yes, it is hard for me to let go. And I don't think I've let go of any person that I've actually crossed that boundary with.
Mm-hmm.
I could like you just as a person, or like I could be getting to know you. I'm like, oh, he's cool. Like,
yeah,
great. But I feel like once I get to that step, it's hard for me to just be like, nah, I'm out of here.
Mm.
Like, and I don't think I've ever done it. I really don't. I think that the first time I probably really did that was the last time dealing with an ex of mine.
Mm-hmm.
That for years, you, your mother, everybody, your friends, everybody told me,
get away from him.
Get away, everybody. You literally got everybody to tell me the same thing. Yeah. And I wouldn't. And I don't think that until this past year, 2019, can I really say that I was like, all right, I let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not even 2019, maybe 2020. Maybe like in the cusp of both those years.
Mm-hmm.
Like towards the end of 2019 into 2020. Because it's just hard for me to let go.
Yeah.
And now I feel like I'm finally in the place where I can be like, I really don't care if I talk to him or communicate with him or be with him or not. Like I really,
yeah,
I really could give two shits. But before that,
yeah, I feel like for me, only certain people have brought that out of me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
and I think that's where the difference is. That's
not who I am in general. Only like
a certain kind of personality.
Yeah, a certain type of person brings that out of me. And if you bring that out of me, that's how I know I need to get the hell away from you. Like, I don't like feeling like I need to be like, I can't get away from you, or like, I just want you in my life so bad. Like, not that I want you in my life so bad, but like, yeah, I can't separate myself if necessary. Like, I need to feel like if this is not benefiting me anymore, I can walk away. Like, I definitely had one situation where I just could not stop. Like, I could not stop talking to him. Like, it took a lot for us to stop talking. But since then, I don't really have that because mm-hmm. I just feel like I look at relationships like, hopefully this works out. But if it doesn't, like if it's not serving me anymore, like I'm going to walk away.
But I feel like the reason why it's hard for me to let go once I get to that certain point, because if I got to that certain point, that means it's doing something for me. Because mm-hmm. I don't do that for every guy I meet. Oh, I just like them right away, or even not even like them right away, but I end up liking them to the point where I'm at that stage.
Yeah,
not exactly. Every person gets there.
Yeah.
So once you get there, it's like, okay, I don't want to let this go because there is something there that I feel is important to save.
Mm-hmm.
Or you wouldn't have got to that step. I would have just been looking at you. I don't really you're just a friend.
Right.
You're just that person. Like, certain guys, I don't even be telling you that. You don't even be telling me their name, shit.
Yeah, I
was just about to think about it. You don't even be telling me.
I don't.
You don't even
because
be telling
I'm very
names.
Cautious. Like, if it's not to the point where it's like, oh, I really, really like you. Like, I'm not about to tell people your name. I'm not telling people details. Like, I'll just be like, oh, like, I'm seeing this guy, this boy, like, whatever. Like, I come up with, like, nicknames for them because I'm like, I'm not about to tell your name and all this shit. Like, it's because that shit's annoying, like, having to go through, like, different guys all the time. Me and you were talking about this not that long ago. Like, dating for us in this like day and age is terrible. Like, it's really horrible. And I'm so tired. Like, I don't know what I said before. Like, oh, like I just want to like date and have fun. Like, no, bitch, I'm tired of that shit. Like, I'm tired. Like, I want to like have some, at least one person.
Stability.
Yeah, who is like stable. Like, I like you. We hang out, like, from time to time. We talk on a consistent basis. Like, that's it. I don't want to date multiple niggas. Like, that's just not for me. Like, I can't do it. Men are annoying. They're very annoying. Like, it's really sick how niggas date nowadays.
I'm fine with either or. My only issue is quality over quantity. Like, I don't want to be having to text some dude that just suck. Like, I don't want to waste my time with that. So I understand
exactly
what you're saying. Like,
yeah,
let's just have a quality man and just focus on him.
Right. But it's like, it's so hard for us to find that. Like, where are they? They're non-existent.
And my family says it's me. They say that I don't approach guys enough. I don't allow myself to seem open enough for a man to approach me. Mm-hmm. And then I don't approach men. So that's why I don't meet any. That's what my family tells me.
I don't think it's that. I really don't. I just think it's how, I don't know what it is. I was also talking to my mom about this, and she was like, a lot of guys in our age group, their parents don't sit down and talk to them about dating. Like, they don't teach them how to court a woman. They don't teach them how to take girls on dates, how to treat girls with respect, how to at least be open and communicate if they only want sex or they only want a casual relationship. Like, they don't know how to communicate with like that type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So lines get crossed and niggas want to treat girls like, oh, this is a relationship, but not really. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird. I don't know like what's has to give for it to get back to a point where guys realize like, okay, if I like this girl, I need to be honest with her about my intentions. That's literally not a thing. Like, it's not a thing anymore.
But what do you feel, what kind of guy do you feel like you attract? Like, do you feel like you attract someone?
Which attachment style?
Yeah, because, like, sometimes, like we just said, like, men are not able to
express or understand how. I
definitely
attract avoidant.
Their attachment style is.
Avoidant.
Avoidant. So, tend to be distant from partners.
Yeah, it's like, okay, they'll do enough to where it's like you can't complain. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they'll still be distant in a way. Like, men don't really want to tap into that emotional side. And I was actually having a conversation with this guy that I used to deal with like a couple months ago. And I was telling him like, because me and him were like, to me, I'm thinking, okay, like this situation is getting kind of serious. But in his mind, that's not what he was thinking, but that's how he was acting. So that's what made me think that way.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know what? You're right. Like, I'm not good at like communicating that. So that's something I need to work on. I'm like, yeah, you can't be going around treating girls like y'all are in a relationship, but that's not what you want. Like, he has a fear of commitment. So it's like, you can't act like that with somebody when you have a fear of commitment. Yeah. What is the point?
Yeah. Then you have us thinking that we're about to be in a committed relationship. And meanwhile, if the shit really get thick, he running out of there.
He dips. Like, that's what he did. Like, he ran away. And I'm like, nigga, why the fuck did you do that? And he was like, I just didn't know how to communicate that to you. And it's like, I'm glad that we got to that point because, like, we could talk about it. But before that, I'm just like, what the fuck happened? Like, what did I do? Like, I'm looking at myself now. Like, did I do something wrong? And he's like, no, it had nothing to do with you. Like, it's me.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of girls don't, like, have that opportunity to have those conversations.
Yeah,
you know?
Girl, because I've been trying to have that kind of conversation with one of my exes for a billion years.
Yeah.
And every time I try, tells me nonsense.
Yeah, like, it's like hard.
He never really gets to the root of it.
It's really hard.
But for me, like, I really actually wanted to ask you because I feel like you're more observant, and I really don't know because I feel like all my guys are different.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say fearful, to be honest, because I feel like I deal with crazy people, but. Like, they be the kind of guys that one day I don't hear from them for 2 days.
I feel like you either have, they'll be either avoidant or fearful. I feel like the fearful people, I'm so sorry if you're a fearful attached person, but those are people that need to go to therapy. You need to seek help because that's not normal to go from one, like, extreme
one
to another.
To the next. Yeah.
It's not normal. Like, you need to get help. Like, you need to go talk to somebody about why.
Because with the other one, with the other styles, you can pinpoint how it became,
yeah,
how,
like,
it happened,
how
and
it
you can
came
figure
about.
Out
yeah.
How to fix it by yourself sometimes.
But, like, how can you go from, oh, I want to be so close and intimate with somebody, and then the next moment is like, get away from me? Like, that's not normal. I really don't feel like that's normal at all. Like, you need to seek help. But, yeah, I feel like your guys tend to, it's either one of those two.
See, but it's not just one, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm not crazy. Like.
Yeah, no.
It feels like I deal with different things every time I deal with a new guy.
Yeah, it's either one of the two. And another question was, what do we as women do with guys who are avoidant? Like, do we try to teach them?
No. I don't deal with...
Can I finish?
Oh. I'm sorry. I need someone that's into their emotions. So...
Right, yeah.
No, I don't deal with avoidant.
We're only looking for emotionally intelligent
men. And when
men.
She says that my men are usually avoidant or fearful, she really means in the past. So... back then, now that I know what I want, I'm not dealing with someone who's not in tune with their emotions.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Right.
In high school, because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still, obviously, since I'm not secure attached, I still got some issues, but I ain't dealing with no person who don't understand their emotions.
Right.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm too emotional for that.
Yeah, I feel like we're too old for that. Like, I'm not about to try to fix nobody, quote unquote. Like, and
I might try in the beginning, ask a few questions, try to get
because in the beginning it's hard to gauge how they are emotionally. You don't know. But after some time has passed and they're still not showing you like anything,
time
like
to go.
Don't try to fix these niggas. I'm so sorry. Like, it's not your job. You're not a therapist.
The video.
Yeah, we actually got this topic from the Grapevine. I'll actually leave the video link in the details, but.
And even a guy said that. He was like, you guys got to go to your actual job. Nobody wants to come from their actual job to come home and get another job.
Yeah, it's a job.
As your therapist.
To be a therapist to a grown ass nigga, and I feel like me and you were talking about this before. Remember, we were like, we as women, like, we are more aware of our, like, trauma and our, like, I guess, toxic ways because we have these kind of conversations. Like, we get drunk and this is the stuff we talk about.
And she'll tell me about my shit. Don't get me wrong.
Like, and we hold each other accountable.
There's no, like, feeding into our issues or
Aziza will dead ass tell me about myself. I will tell her about herself. Like, she dead ass was like, none of your past relationships count. And I was like, you know what? They don't count. Like, I'm not claiming none of you niggas as my ex. I'm sorry. Like, I just don't count it. But, and then it's like with her, I'll tell her, like, I don't think that you want to be in a serious relationship. Like, I will tell her.
She says this all the time, which, like, is not accurate, but I see where you think.
I'm sorry.
I see why you think that, but it's not accurate.
Anyway, the point I'm trying to get at is we tell each other about ourselves. Like, we hold each other accountable.
Positive, negative.
Like, I don't give a fuck.
And we hope that when you listen to this, like, y'all do that shit with your friends,
right,
too.
And I just feel like, men, I'm so sorry if you're a man and you listen to this and you actually hold your friends accountable. Like, I'll be shocked. Like, bravo. Like, kudos to you. But I don't feel like men have these conversations with their friends. They back each other up. We even have a guy friend who told us that he holds his guy friends to a different standards than he holds us as his female friends. And it's just like, how does that work? That's why niggas continue to be trash. They don't talk about their trauma. They don't talk about shit that has happened to them in their lives.
Because when they do fuck shit, people laugh.
Yeah, their friends think it's funny. They think it's cute. It's not cute because it's to someone else's detriment. Like, are you thinking about the girl that he cheated on when he's out here cheating? No, you think that shit is funny or whatever.
Oh, look at him.
Like, it's funny to you. It's not funny. Like, you need to hold your friends accountable. Girl, boy, whatever. Like, hold your friends accountable. Tell them when they're wrong. And that's why I'm like, I could never sit there and be with a nigga who is not, like, he doesn't hold himself accountable for shit. Like, I just can't do it at this age.
But then when if someone doesn't hold themselves accountable, it's like, so whose problem is it? Like, who caused it? Because if you're going to tell me every single time, I'm going to fight back.
Right.
Like, I'm not taking the blame for this shit every single time. It's not my fault every single time.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
So that's how I usually force guys to take accountability. Because you're going to sit here and tell me the fifth time we've argued, it's my fault again.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that again. And then if they really try to go forward with that, nah, all right, gotta go.
Right. Like, it's just not worth it. And I feel like we are young, but we're also getting older. Like,
we're getting older.
We're getting older. We're still young. That's not to say we're old as fuck.
I'm not gonna say we're old as fuck.
We're getting older, and it's just like, why is it that we still feel like we have to like treat men like babies? You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember being in that point where it's like, oh, like, I don't want to like step on his toes type shit. No, I'm not doing that.
I've never been that way.
I used to really be like that. Like, I don't want to step on his toes. Like, I don't want to hurt his feelings. I don't want to, like, bring up anything that's going to make him upset. No, like, I'm not in that space anymore. Like, you need to be willing to talk about what's bothering you.
I take the aggressive approach. I, like, fight back. I argue. I do all this stuff. It's like a real honestly, it's a toxic ass cycle. Because I don't recede ever. I'm aggressive. But then once I feel like you're pulling away, maybe because I'm too aggressive, then I'll kind of, like, try to be nice to you. You know, and then, like, you kind of forget that I'm aggressive.
Yeah.
Because I have the aggressive side, but then I also have, like, a soft side. And it's kind of, like, it's not good. Like, I be doing, like, two different people just because of the way that I attract and how I'm attached to these men.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, if you could get past me being the aggressor, because that's how I am in the beginning, then it's like I get softer. Mm-hmm. After we've already dealt with so many whatever and we've gotten across to the next stage. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of weird. But and I don't really know why that is. I'm sure it's something in my childhood.
Yeah,
everything is something in your childhood.
Everything is connected to your childhood.
If you didn't know, everything that you are,
it's connected.
In every way that you act,
your relationship with your parents, whoever raised you, like that shit is real. Like
literally, it's the relationship with your parents and whoever raised you.
Yeah.
So like, if it's the same person, then it's the same person, but. Even if you weren't raised by your parents, that is going to affect how you are.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you don't take anything else from today.
Yeah. So the last question I had was, what would we like to see more of from people who are, like, I guess, avoidant or fearful, attached? Like, how would be like for them to, like, address their problems and shit?
I would love for them to become more educated mm-hmm. on things like this. You know, things like attachment styles. Listen to more podcasts. I mean, okay, you don't want to go to a therapist. You don't want to speak about your
educate
issues,
yourself.
But educate yourself. That's there something that so they much mentioned. Content out there.
That's what they mentioned in the video. Like, we now have the language to, like, okay, this is what this means. Now you can go about how to fix it. So
because now at this point, we've had psychologists come out and explain this. And then we've had people who have a platform kind of listen to these psychologists and not trying to be a psychologist themselves, but just kind of bring more awareness to these theories and these scientific, you know, research that's been happening mm-hmm. on trying to understand the human mind. And I just feel like there are so many ways to educate yourself and find commonalities between what someone is saying is their experience and yours.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, we watched the Grapevine video and I heard a few things that resonated with me more than everything else because I can relate to what they were saying.
Mm-hmm. Like 100%.
And then I was able to say, okay, well, this part of my life may be like this because of what happened in my past, just like it happened in that person's past. And it's just all about the it's like a fucking cycle. Like, the more we express what we've been through and how we were able to overcome it, the more that someone else can learn from our experiences. And yeah, I mean, that's shit. That's why we have this fucking podcast. Like,
exactly.
To talk about our experiences and hope that someone else hears it and be like,
I
can relate. Oh, maybe I should think about what my attachment style is. Why is that? Oh, let me educate myself more.
Right.
That's all I can expect
from
these men.
Yeah, it's just educate yourself. Go, if you haven't tried therapy, try it. At least just try to talk to people about it. Like, why
but
do you...
But not everybody, though. You
yeah.
know?
Sorry not to just say. Anybody, but, like...
Sorry to say.
Try to figure out why you are the way you are. If you have a hard time expressing yourself, especially as a Black man, because I know that Black men is, like, this stigma, like, oh, like, growing up, you weren't able to express yourself or cry or be emotional, whatever.
Yes, we understand.
We get that, like, but... Try to, like, figure out why that is. Why, like, how did your parents raise you? And try to unlearn that.
And you can start off with trying to express your happy emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get through, you're trying to express how to be happy. Because men sometimes don't even know how to express how to be happy. Like, they be happy and can't even express that. Like, they just gotta be stoic all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then once you try to express... Just, I feel like men only know how to express how to be angry.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, there's so many other emotions.
Yeah.
And really feel that sadness. Like,
yeah.
Really understand that that's, like, okay to be sad for that period, for whatever the reason it is.
And realize that it's not up to whoever you're with to, like, teach you or fix you or... Like, no, like, it's not their job to do that.
Yes, we're in a relationship, but the relationship doesn't equal therapists.
It doesn't, like, not even a little bit. Like, I'm not getting paid for this shit. I didn't go to school for this shit. So, yeah, you're on your own, buddy. Like, I'm so sorry. I have to fix my own trauma first.
That's what I was just about to say. Like, yeah, we're talking about men and how they experience and express themselves. But us women, we come into relationships with our own baggage.
Especially Black women. Like, bro, we go through so much shit in life. Like, do you know how much baggage we have? Like, I need to fix myself before I try to fix you. Like, and that's the difference. I'm in the process. Like, I'm trying to heal myself. I'm not about to sit here and heal you too. No, that's not how that works. You need to be willing to do the work.
But females, we also need to make sure that we are aware of our trauma and our issues and what we bring to a relationship as well. Because sometimes I don't think that we focus on that because the men's issues are sometimes more apparent. For example, we may not realize that we're bringing past issues from a past relationship into a current relationship. Mm-hmm. Oh, my last dude cheated on me. Now I'm on this new dude, watching him every 2.5 seconds and checking his phone every other day and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, he hasn't really shown you that he, you know, hasn't given you any thought that he may be cheating, but you're bringing that from a past relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
But if a man cheats, that's an obvious, you know, he got some type of issues, like, mm-hmm. within himself that he felt the need to cheat. Mm-hmm. So it's like sometimes our shit is just not as apparent, but as women, let's come together and be like, let's figure out what we bring to a relationship as well and try to, if it's negative, try to work on that. Especially right. as we're growing, as, you know, we're still young, so we got time.
Still young.
But it's always time, no matter what age, there's always time.
Yeah. So tell us, guys, like, tell us what your attachment style is. Like, we want to know.
Yeah.
Make sure you take the quiz. Like, let us know your feedback. So let's get into listener questions real quick. Let's see. So the first one, which one are we doing, Aziza? You pick the question.
Would you prefer a talker or a doer?
Yikes. So I feel like everybody needs that balance, right? Like, you need someone who is good at communicating, but also action-based, right? Because it's nothing worse than a nigga who just talks all day, but don't want to, like, he's not about what he's talking about. Like, he's not trying to take you out. He's not trying to see you. He's not, you know? But
I know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I feel like, for me, I need a good balance of both. I know that's like a cop out, but like, I need a good balance of both. Mm-hmm. Because if we're just like going out and shit, but you don't talk to me, it's like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm gonna subconsciously want to talk to somebody, and that somebody is gonna be somebody else. So please.
I mean, I'm a talker, so you're just gonna get tired of me. If you're not a talker, like, you're gonna get tired of me because I like to talk. Mm-hmm. So I need both too.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna even repeat what you just said. I'm just gonna say I like both and I don't care. If you can't do both, bye.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Would you give your partner a cheap ass?
No. That was simple. I'm not even about to explain that. No, I'm not. Why are we in a relationship if you wanna go mess with somebody else? Let's break up then. Let's have a breakup pass. Goodbye.
I don't know. I feel like I would probably like on a bachelor party or something.
A pass? Like, oh, you verbatim, like, you can go fuck somebody. Goodbye. That's it.
Yeah, on a bachelor
party. That's not going to be a spoken thing for me.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not going to say, here's your pass. Slide that over. Use it. Directionally. But I feel like bachelor party, I know what's going on. I don't really care. Like with we were watching what was it, Black Ink? Mm-hmm. And he
cheated.
He definitely cheated. And she was bugging the fuck out, like, I don't think I would care because it's a bachelor party. But at the same time, I should care. I know I should care. I don't know. I'm so for certain shit, I'm detached. Like, yeah. I don't care. For a bachelor party, I don't care. Like, you know what's going down.
Cheating is a tricky thing, so I don't really know.
I would give for like a bachelor party or like a celeb crush. You really had a chance to get your celeb crush, I'll let you have that. Those two things, that's it.
It would never be a spoken thing for me, so if you cheat, then.
But my thing is, if I have to tell you that you have a pass, that's stupid. Like,
yeah.
Imagine you have a cheat pass. Make sure you use it. It expires in 2 months. Like, what?
People do that, though. You know that, right?
No, I wouldn't do that. When I'm saying cheat pass right now, I'm saying, like, I wouldn't, like, leave you in those instances. That's what I mean. But I'm not going to tell you, okay, let's have a cheat pass. You can use it. It expires in 2 months. Make sure you use it before then. And make sure that, you know, she's pretty, like.
Yeah, no.
Fucking pass. I don't know.
That's not a thing. But, yeah, should we outro now?
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you guys take the attachment style quiz. We want to know what you guys' attachment styles are. And what are your thoughts about them? Like, do you feel like they're true? Do you feel like you have attracted a certain attachment style throughout your life? How has it affected how you date and stuff like that? You can follow me, Zaria, on Instagram and Twitter at Hey It's Poochie.
You can follow me on Instagram, Aziza M. I look forward to hearing all of your feedback, guys. Yeah, also follow Aura Rouge Beauty. I'm also wearing one of the colors called Who Do You Love? So if you like the color, definitely go on the page and buy.
Yeah, buy something.
That's the emphasis. Please.
Yeah, make sure if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave a review, rate, and make sure you're following us on Instagram at The Noir Girl Experience. If you have any questions, you could DM us or leave it on our Curious Cat. We'll leave all the links in the details down below. Again, thank you so much for listening.
And I just want to say, we're not trying to bash men, okay?
You don't need to say that.
I feel like we do, because we're not bashing
men. Nobody bashed men. We're trying to tell them to hold themselves accountable.
Okay, I know a guy will listen to the end of it. They're bashing men. Like, no, we're not. I want to kind of reiterate.
Hold yourselves accountable. That's it.
We're trying to promote healthier vibes here.
Anyway, hold yourselves accountable. That's
positive energy. Okay.
It's 2020.
I just want to put that out there. Just want to say that.
Love you guys. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye.